It's still spring when theatergoers' fancies lightly turn to thoughts of love and Shakespeare. Both will be on full display from June 13th to 29th at Baltimore's Church of the Nativity and Holy Comforter on York Road in a staging of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, that much-loved romantic comedy, produced by Baltimore Shakespeare Factory and directed by Caitlin Fowler, who joins me today by phone. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for making the time amidst getting this production on its feet, which perhaps a little unusually has taken about 5 years to get to this point of the starting line. How did that come to pass? Do tell.
I worked at the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory a lot during the 20-teens. And in, I think it was the fall to summer of 2019, they asked me if I would like to direct their summer 2020 production of Much Ado About Nothing. And we cast it. We got all the way to the first rehearsal, which was in early March of 2020. So I think it's,
all know what happened.
We understand what happened there. And so the original production went on hold, and we had spoken about potentially doing a virtual one, but I asked the theater if we could return to the conversation at a point in the future when we could have the cast really interact with the audience in a way that would still feel comfortable for audiences and comfortable for the cast. For me, that's such a huge part of all theater, but especially Shakespeare, is the connection and interaction with the audience. And so we've all kind of kept it on our minds and vaguely held it in our calendars for several years now. And sure enough, they came to us this year and said, could we make it work? And so now, in what happens to be the fifth anniversary of the original production, we are back. That's actually including some of the original cast members from 5 years ago.
And in pursuing the idea of that interaction, of that engagement, of cast and audience having that kind of intersection, are there any specifics to this play or this production that you find are really illuminating it, or that you can pursue that you wouldn't have been able to, or that you're excited to return to, appreciating them now more?
I definitely believe so. I think we all are aware how much 5 years can change us as individuals and the world at large. And so it's been really lovely to see what specific thoughts have endured over those 5 years for this particular production and what's brand new. A big thing for me that's really new with this production was, and I said this to every person who came into our audition room, I wanted to focus on creating this as an ensemble piece. So I walked into the original audition not saying, oh, we're setting it in this decade or in this time or whatever it may be. I was sitting there saying, I'm going to build this show around the people that I cast. And it gave us this beautiful blank slate to work from. And the cast we ended up getting is a group of people who are super excited to jump in, really passionate, very much wanting to do extra little things, make extra noises. I see more people tuck and roll at an average rehearsal than you'd really expect from a Shakespeare play. And so this play became so interactive with the audience to the point where there are times a cast member will walk close enough past an audience member that they actually would have to be like, oh, sorry, excuse me. That's how close we are to one another. And so the audience gets to be part of this world in a way they haven't before. You may actually sit next to one of the characters or be the person they're hiding behind in the gulling scene. They're going to directly ask you questions, maybe ask you to dance with them. And I think especially after now all having had an experience where we were removed from people, it's been really beautiful to come back into the show and say, how much can we interact? How much can we connect with one another? And that's been a huge theme of this current production that I don't think we would have looked for in the same way before everything happened in 2020.
Baltimore audiences can get in on the action with Much Ado About Nothing, with Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's production of Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare from June 13th to 29th at the Church of the Nativity and Holy Comforter. For tickets, more information, program notes, cast photos, all kinds of material, you can go to baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. My guest has been Caitlin Fowler. Thank you so much, Caitlin, and break a leg to everybody.
Thank you.